So Jesus appointed the 70 and sent them out in pairs, two by two. Why would Jesus do that? What's the difference in sending them out two by two? What a difference it makes. Think about everything that can happen if you're sent out by Jesus with someone at your side. You have the opportunity to protect each other in danger. You have the opportunity to lift each other up. When one of you falls, the other one can help him up. When one of you gets discouraged, the other can encourage. Wherever you go, knowing that there is someone there at your side, working along with you. Jesus himself did not carry out his work as a lone ranger going by himself through the towns and villages of Galilee. Jesus himself began by bringing a team together, by working with his disciples, and now by sending out the 70 to help him to carry out his important work. As Jesus himself said, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. And so Jesus is also sending us out today into our corner of his world, into our neighborhood. There is indeed a great harvest of souls out there beyond the four walls of this church. Thousands of men, women, and children within our reach who need to hear the good news of God's saving love in Jesus Christ, who need to hear that good news now, and who need not only to hear it spoken aloud in words, but also to see it lived out in a real, honest-to-God Christian community like Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And Jesus has set us free to be such a community, not for our own sake, but for the sake of those who are yet to be gathered in. Vacation Bible School, one of the most important ways that we reach out into our neighborhood, proclaiming the good news of Jesus to children around us, to children who are already members of Emmanuel, part of our family of faith, but also to those in the neighborhood whom God leads here. And it takes a lot of people to make that happen. We work together in order to get God's work done. God's work, our hands. And not only that, but the same thing also holds true on the congregational level, that we are not out here serving all by ourselves as an isolated congregation. We are in partnership with other congregations around us. As a matter of fact, right now, we are coming together with some of our neighboring Lutheran congregations, forming a cooperative ministry. As a matter of fact, even our Vacation Bible School is a joint project of Emmanuel Lutheran and Jerusalem Lutheran Church. Some very valued volunteers from Jerusalem. Deacon Don, who is going to be our games leader again this year. So working together, finding ways of supporting and helping each other. Nowadays, it can be difficult for congregations to make it in our changing world. Many congregations around us are struggling even more than we are here at Emmanuel. And so we are looking at ways in which we can, in the words of our second reading, to bear one another's burdens, to help and support and encourage one another, to find ways of working together, ways of building community. And our new small group ministries that we are working on getting started is another way that we can help to bring people together in small groups to do that same work of helping each other, encouraging each other, bearing one another's burdens, and so fulfilling the law of Christ. There is a lot of exciting things happening here at Emmanuel Church, a lot of things to look forward to, new ventures that are just beginning. That the good thing to know is, as once again, Paul reminds us and assures us that he says, let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. Let us pray. Holy God, you have sent us out to be missionaries in our world, in our community. Strengthen all of our endeavors and all of those new things that we are just getting involved in, that with your guidance, that the seeds that we sow may indeed ripen and bear fruit for you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.